Scene 7. We're in the office cubicles in the coffee room. The employees are rehashing the fun they had during their Hamptons weekend.
Jimmy boy, we had a weekend, eh? Did you ever imagine your lucky ass would see that girl again? All because of a lousy frisbee toss. Go figure.
I still can't believe it. Last time we saw you was just before your walk on the beach. How was it? What is she like?
She was awesome. We walked and talked and walked and talked and...
What? And what? Did you kiss?
Eddie, what do you think happened? They both disappeared, never came back to the party. They spent the night together.
Okay, everybody, relax. I crashed on her couch after spending half the night on the beach with her. Then she made me and her roommate breakfast, and the three of us drove back to the city.
That's it? What else happened? Are you gonna see each other again?
I think, you can assume that.
When I am with her, all my cares, they fly away. When I am with her, nothing but a sunny day. The two of us alone along the sand, watching the sunset hand in hand. Being with Christine underneath a starry sky, thinking to myself, I am such a lucky guy, having her be so close to me. Brings happiness no one else can see. When I am with her, all the days they melt away. She will be my love forever and a day.
When I am with her, all my cares they fly away. When I am with her, nothing but a sunny day. The two of us alone along the sand, watching the sunset hand in hand. Being with Christine underneath a starry sky, thinking to myself, I am such a lucky guy, having her so close to me. Brings happiness no one else can see.
I knew it. All romance, no sex.
Eddie, you've got a lot to learn about love.
Jimmy, my boy, I'm happy for you and Christine's. And remember, if it doesn't work out, I'm always there for you, if you know what I mean.
Thanks, Cam. I'd appreciate your offer, but my dance card has only one side to it, if you know what I mean. Ha ha. Enough of this gossip session. I had to go to work on the Murphy Group business case analysis.
What analysis? It's over. Webworth approved the acquisition recommendation. Karen and I presented it, remember? When you were out sick, I told you this past weekend.
I remember you said you briefed it, but you never told me it was through final approval. I had significant problems with a few key assumptions that were made in the initial case, drafted by Zimmerman's finance group. I was in the process of providing rationale for my recommended changes.
But we used the package Karen found in Zimmerman's office. We couldn't find a copy anywhere on your desk.
The package I was working on, I left in my desk, not on my desk. Do you still have the package you breathed?
Yes.
Let me see it.
Dinesh goes to his desk to retrieve the package.
Here it is.
Jimmy quickly reviews the package from Dinesh.
This is bullcrap. These assumptions are bullcrap. Capital investment in modernizing the factory is stated at 20 million, and the workforce learning curve is assumed to be 6 months. My research showed that the capital required would be a minimum of 40 million, and the time for workforce to achieve optimum production volumes would be 2 years. The payback period, with the assumptions in this package, is 4 years. Half the time of what it really is, which is at least 8 years. We need to find out where this package came from, and we can't send the approval letter out.
Hell, I was in a meeting this morning with Karen in Zimmerman's office. She said she approved the business case in the system. Carla said the official approval letter is going out today.
Wait, I did not provide our department's final approval in the system. Did you? My review and preliminary approval with caveats was what I put in the system.
No, I didn't, but she did ask me if I provided our department approval during the Wentworth meeting.
Did you?
Well, not directly, but by being present, I'm sure Wentworth assumed all approvals were in the system for each department. Shit, I screwed up.
Well, at least our group hasn't officially approved the deal in the system.
Let's think about this. The letter from Wentworth is about to go out. Do you really want to blow this up with Zimmerman and Wentworth at this point? You know Zimmerman will try to fry your ass if you call the numbers into question, and Ken and I will look like idiots since we briefed the business case already, with the wrong assumptions.
Well, you're right, but in the end, I don't work for her, and I can't live with myself if I let this go. Our client recommendation to buy the company is totally wrong. It's based on pie-in-the-sky assumptions.
Damn, I hope you know what you're doing. Let's get out of here, it's late.
The lights go down on scene 7.